4. Joseph's Dream. Joseph did not become reconciled to the idea that Mary was to become the mother of an extraordinary child until after he had experienced a very impressive dream. In this dream, a brilliant celestial messenger appeared to him, and, among other things, said, "Joseph, I appear by command of him who now reigns on high, and I am directed to instruct you concerning the son whom Mary shall bear, and who shall become a great light in the world. In him will be life, and his life shall become the light of mankind. He shall first come to his own people, but they will hardly receive him. But to as many as shall receive him, to them he will reveal that they are the children of God." After this experience, Joseph never again wholly doubted Mary's story of Gabriel's visit and of the promise that the unborn child was to become a divine messenger to the world. In all these visitations, nothing was said about the house of David. Nothing was ever intimated about Jesus' becoming a deliverer of the Jews, not even that he was to be the long-expected Messiah. Jesus was not such a Messiah as the Jews had anticipated, but he was the world's deliverer. His mission was to all races and peoples, not to any one group. Joseph was not the line of King David. Mary had more of the Davidic ancestry than Joseph. True, Joseph did go to the city of David, Bethlehem, to be registered for the Roman census, but that was because, 6 generations previously, Joseph's paternal ancestor of that generation, being an orphan, was adopted by one Zadok, who was a direct descendant of David. Hence was Joseph also accounted as of the house of David. Most of the so-called messianic prophecies of the Old Testament were made to apply to Jesus long after his life had been lived on earth. For centuries the Hebrew prophets had proclaimed the coming of a deliverer, and these promises had been construed by successive generations as referring to a new Jewish ruler who would sit upon the throne of David, and, by the reputed miraculous methods of Moses, proceed to establish the Jews in Palestine as a powerful nation, free from all foreign domination. Again, many figurative passages found throughout the Hebrew Scriptures were subsequently misapplied to the life mission of Jesus. Many Old Testament sayings were so distorted as to appear to fit some episode of the Master's earth life. Jesus himself one time publicly denied any connection with the royal house of David. Even the passage, "A maiden shall bear a son," was made to read, "A virgin shall bear a son." This was also true of the many genealogies of both Joseph and Mary, which were constructed subsequent to Michael's career on earth. Many of these lineages contain much of the Master's ancestry, but on the whole they are not genuine and may not be depended upon as factual. The early followers of Jesus all too often succumbed to the temptation to make all the olden prophetic utterances appear to find fulfillment in the life of their Lord and Master.